In 2014, an American named Hunter Biden joined the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company. He had no background in energy. He had no background in Ukraine. What he did have was a father, Joe Biden, a Democrat, who had just been put in charge of the Obama administration's Ukraine policy as vice president. Weeks after that assignment landed, so did Hunter's paycheck. $83,333 a month, for what even his own defenders call, charitably, a ceremonial role. 12 years and one presidency later, that same son sat down at his keyboard over a holiday weekend to lecture Donald Trump about profiting off the presidency. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where we check the government's numbers and every so often, the numbers of the man doing the lecturing. Today, Hunter Biden's 4th of July sermon on family, power, and money, and the paper trail he left behind about his own. On the 4th of July weekend of 2026, Hunter Biden opened a social media app and wrote a very long post. "I hope everyone had a great 4th of July," he began. "I know Donald Trump and family did." Then came the history lesson. 250 years ago, he wrote, the country declared independence from a king who ran the colonies like a family business. In just 18 months, he wrote, the Trumps have made King George look like an amateur. He closed with a flourish. Does America belong to a family? They've given their answer. Long live the king. It wasn't his first shot of the week. 3 days earlier, he had gone viral mocking Trump with a sarcastic Nobel Peace Prize nomination over the president's Iran claims. By July 5th, he was building toward something bigger, an itemized bill of particulars against the Trump family's business dealings. A Pentagon loan, a drone contract, a Kazakhstan mining stake backed by federal support, a Saudi-seeded investment fund. A total, he said, citing a New York Times estimate, north of $2 billion in family earnings during Trump's first year back in office. Here's where this show has to be as straight with you as the story it's drawn from is with its readers. None of those specific Trump family figures are independently verified in the reporting behind this episode, and we are not adjudicating them today. That is a different investigation for a different day. What we can verify, with court records, bank records, and sworn committee testimony, is the record of the man delivering the lecture. Because Hunter Biden did not stop at attacking the Trumps, he took a swing at his own coverage, too. For 6 years, he wrote, they've asked, where's Hunter? What about the laptop? Wrong questions. Red State's Rusty Weiss, writing the next morning under the headline, renowned ethics professor Hunter Biden steps on a rake, made the drier point. Those were, in fact, exactly the right questions. Hunter Biden, of all people, should know why. Start with the board seat. In 2014, Hunter Biden joined Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian gas company with zero energy experience and zero Ukraine experience, arriving on the board within weeks of his father's new assignment, overseeing Ukraine policy for the Obama White House. Burisma paid entities tied to Hunter and a business partner $83,333 a month. That is more than $1 million a year for what even his own allies describe as a largely ceremonial post. Asked about it by a television interviewer in October of 2019, Hunter did not defend the arrangement as sound judgment. In retrospect, he said, I think that it was poor judgment on my part, while insisting he didn't do anything wrong. A later federal indictment, reported by the Daily Caller, filled in the punchline, Burisma cut his pay the moment his father left the vice presidency. Funny how the market for ceremonial Ukrainian gas expertise cratered the exact week the title changed. Ukraine was not the only foreign relationship built on the family name. Bank records reviewed by the Washington Times show a Chinese government-linked energy conglomerate, CEFC China Energy, and its executives paid $4,790,375.25 over roughly 14 months in 2017 to entities controlled by Hunter and his uncle, James Biden. That money moved in the gap between his father's vice presidency and his widely expected next run for president. Then came the paintings. Once his father actually was president, Hunter discovered a talent for art, priced as high as $500,000 a canvas, under a White House arrangement that promised buyers would remain anonymous, even to Hunter himself. The promise did not survive contact with Congress. House Oversight Committee interviews with his own gallerist found Hunter knew roughly 70% of his buyers' identities, including one donor who bought paintings for $42,000 in February of 2021 and $52,000 in December of 2022, and whom President Biden appointed to a federal commission in between in July of 2022. Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, put it plainly. The interview showed, in his words, that the White House's talking points about a firewall between Hunter Biden and his art buyers were blatantly false. Unlike the Trump family figures Hunter Biden cited on July 5th, his own legal exposure is not a competing claim. It is adjudicated. In June of 2024, a Delaware federal jury convicted him on three felony counts for lying about drug use on a gun purchase form. That September, hours before jury selection began in a separate case in Los Angeles, he pleaded guilty to 9 federal charges for failing to pay $1,400,000 in taxes, while prosecutors said living an extravagant lifestyle. Neither conviction ever reached a sentencing hearing. On December 1st of 2024, President Biden granted his son a pardon he described as full and unconditional, covering not just the gun and tax cases, but any federal offense he may have committed between January 1st of 2014 and December 1st of 2024. Listen to that span again. A full 10 years, wall to wall, covering the entire Burisma period and the entire CEFC period in one signature. 6 weeks later, in the final minutes of his own presidency, Mr. Biden issued pardons to 5 more family members, including brother James Biden, the same relative named alongside Hunter in those Chinese energy payments. A pardon that wide is not a legal technicality. It is an admission with a signature on it. Set the two records side by side, and the asymmetry is not in the dollar signs. It is in the proof. Hunter Biden's July 5th claims about the Trump family are, for now, just that. Claims, citing someone else's reporting, that nobody in this story has independently verified. His own record is not a claim. It is a Burisma pay stub. A bank trail reviewed by a national newspaper. A gallerist's sworn testimony to Congress. A federal jury's guilty verdict. His own signature on a guilty plea. And his father's signature on a pardon wide enough to cover all of it. None of that erases whatever the Trump family has or has not done. 2 things can be true at once. But the messenger has a history, and he did not step on that rake by accident. He planted it himself, years before Donald Trump was ever sworn in a second time. That is the invoice. For the full sourced accounting, every dollar figure, every court document, every committee interview, explore the complete story at civicintelligence.news. If you want more of this, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you are hearing this right now. We will be back with the next one.